Buckle up for a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It is time for us to welcome Liv for an interview to talk about their upcoming show, Fred is Cold. Welcome, Liv.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming in on such a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, it's so nice outside, which makes for such a nice difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and just a wee content warning for the listeners. There are some themes dealing with grief and mental health in this performance. So, yeah, just letting you all know out there. So, Liv, do you want to tell us a little bit about your show?
Yes, so the show is called Fred is Cold. It's written by New Zealand playwright Ben Wilson, who's a young playwright. At the time of writing this play in 2016, I believe he was about 20 years old.
Cool.
So it's very much written by young people for young people. Mm-hmm. It follows the story of one student flat in which the titular character Fred is actually a fridge and he can talk, which is hilarious.
So cool.
Fred is kind of a little bit down though, because he can talk and he can hear everything that's happening around him, but no one else can hear him. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously really upsetting for him. Mm-hmm. That is until he meets Josh, who is a young man who's just lost his mum. And Josh realises he can hear Fred, and they embark on this beautiful journey of friendship, and it's just really heartwarming.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's really cool. I suppose what inspires the image of Fred, the fridge, like, I suppose it's very, I mean, you know, people can relate in that we all have a fridge, and I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a hard one. I guess it's because... And I would have to speak more, like I would have to speak probably to Ben, the playwright, about it, to be able to say really why he chose a fridge. But I think from what I kind of have discovered through, you know, directing the play, it's because the fridge is normally in the main area of the house. It's in the living room. It sees everything, like in the living room kitchen area. Sees everything, hears everything, is kind of something that people interact with. A lot on a daily basis. And,
absolutely.
You know, like a lot of family time or friend time happens around food and the kitchen. And so I would assume that if there's any reason why a fridge as opposed to another appliance,
yeah,
that's the reason.
Yeah. I suppose it's often overlooked, these appliances. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. So, yeah, it's an interesting concept to consider. So you mentioned the play is written by Ben and yourself as the director. How did you two sort of come to work together?
Well, actually, I don't know Ben at all.
Oh.
So the process of kind of finding this play was, this play is being produced by a new theatre collective in Dunedin called Axiom Theatre Collective, mm-hmm. in collaboration with another production company, Cugo.
Cool.
And Axiom, I know the founders, Ash Dawes and Sahara Pohatutro, really well.
Cool.
And we've worked together on a number of shows. And I was involved with their show at the beginning of the year in the Fringe Festival that they did. And then I kind of decided I wanted to give directing a go.
Awesome.
And so I turned to Play Market, which is the New Zealand website where you can find a whole heap of New Zealand written plays and purchase the rights for them. And I wanted to do something that was a comedy, something that was fun, but something that I could relate to. And I found this play and I just fell in love with it. And I chose to do it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I had no idea that that is how you could come to discover a play. And
yeah, I just had like some things kind of on my list of what I wanted. And I wanted a play that was about young people, because that's, I'm 23, and so the youth experience is important to me as an artist. But I also wanted something that was a one-act play, so it would only be an hour and a half, and something that was a comedy, and something that was really relatable to the Dunedin community, because a lot of us are students here.
Yeah.
So that was what I was looking for. And then when I found this play, and I found that it was about parental loss as well, which is something that I have experience with. It just spoke to me on another level.
Awesome. And I'm sure that will come through.
Yeah.
When people
I hope so.
It. Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. And so what has sort of been, you mentioned you've collaborated with Axiom and other production companies. What has been your journey into directing? How did you sort of find yourself?
Yeah, so I was a theatre kid at school.
Cool.
I fell in love kind of with performing and being on the stage from a really young age. My mum put me into ballet when I was 3.5 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And, wow. Yeah, and I have kind of always been really in love with that. And then when I turned 18, I decided to try and move to London to pursue a career in acting.
Awesome.
And obviously I moved there in 2019 and I was only there for about 6 months before COVID really became a big thing. And so I made the decision to move back to New Zealand, and then my father passed away in 2021. And I took a few years just really to like deal with that, I suppose.
Cool.
And then I decided that I wanted to go to university, and so I chose to come here and do theatre studies as my major, thinking that I would fall in love with acting all over again. And to my surprise, the first paper I did here was the theatre technology paper in Allen Hall Theatre, and I fell in love with the behind the scenes. I fell in love with what puts a show together and how that all happens and all the moving parts. And so then I've just gotten to be involved in the production side, and now I've just realised that I'd like to try directing. And I don't know if it's something I'm going to be amazing at or if it's, you know, something that is just completely new and different and I'm learning a lot from. But I'm really enjoying the process.
That's awesome. And it's super important, I think, to just, kind of lean into that uncertainty of if you're gonna how it's gonna work out. And
absolutely, yeah. I think you learn a lot more when you throw yourself in the deep end and just give something a go.
Oh, that's awesome. It's really cool when you sort of end up somewhere where you didn't expect, you know, and something sort of, you find something and
it's like you find this like really nice serendipity of life.
Yeah.
And just how it all works out.
Beautiful. And so, can you tell me a bit about the cast? Who's going to be performing? You're directing?
I have an amazing cast. All the cast and production team for this show are all emerging artists, are all young people. So I have Andy B acting as Elliot, who is Josh's older brother. So Josh is the young man who lost his mum. I have Zoe Burden acting as Sasha, that's Josh's girlfriend. Then Jackson Rosie is Josh. And Zach Hall is acting as the titular character of Fred the Fridge.
Fred the Fridge.
And they've done amazingly well. I mean, it's so inspiring to see people who are so passionate. And, you know, I was really concerned initially about how we would bring, like, a fridge to life and build those relationships with a fridge and also people, and how that relationship would develop. And all of the cast have done such amazing work to make that feel so natural that when you're watching it, you just kind of forget that Fred is a fridge.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I love the idea of the fridge. And
me too. Yeah. It's amazing. I never once considered it before, but it was just as soon as I read it, I was like, this is genius.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's about all that I had to cover. It is the opening next Thursday. Do you want to share a bit of detail about that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so we are doing 4 shows in this season. We are opening next Thursday at 7 p.m. It is at the new Athenaeum Theatre, which is in the Octagon, in between The Crake and Vault 21. The tickets are available on Humanitix, or you can go through Axiom or Qgo's Facebook pages. The tickets are $15 waged or $10 unwaged. So if you're a student, we've given a discounted price for that. Thursday, Friday and Saturday are all 7 p.m. shows, and then we have a Sunday show at 2 p.m. for those who can't make it to the evening shows.
Awesome. Yeah. definitely worth checking out. Supporting emerging artists and young people in the community in Dunedin. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Good luck. You're off to paint some.
To paint the fridge.
Paint the fridge. That's massive. That's massive. So if you want to check out the fridge paint job, you should and performance, you should definitely check that out next Thursday.
Just before we go, I would love to just also mention that a portion of this show's profits are actually going to be going towards Mirror Services, which is a local counselling youth service for young people and their whānau who are dealing with a whole different range of mental health issues. So if you do come along, you'll be able to donate to them by just buying a ticket, or you can also donate through the donation bucket. So
that's awesome. Yeah, wonderful. Definitely a cause worth supporting. So that was Liv. Thank you so much for joining. We've got a song request. I'll Say Goodbye by The Exponents. I'll have to hunt that one down. And so for now, I've got a track from Ray Leslie. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope this finds you well, and enjoy.
Cigarette in the cubby hole. Ever seen punk when a match was thrown? Had me laughing bits when a...
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.